Easy goals feel good because they're safe. You set them, you hit them, and you get that quick win. But over time, they create a false sense of progress. You stop stretching, you stop growing, and you slowly lose the edge that drives real success. In this episode, I'm unpacking the hidden dangers of setting goals that are too comfortable, why challenge is essential for motivation and fulfillment, and how to start aiming higher without burning out. Because the goals that scare you a little are the ones that transform you the most. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Read this quote. It's been attributed to Michelangelo, but it might be someone else, but I'll read it out. The greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that it is too low and we reach it. Now, this was a message that I remember hearing from Les Brown, and he used to talk about this concept a lot and how most people just set themselves really easy, achievable goals. And that way you can tick them off. You can feel good about that. But rather than actually stretch themselves, and that's because we just love that feeling of the comfort zone. We love just being in that nice, easy place. Digging deeper, it's also because there's usually some form of past rejection or failure or something going on from patterning from our childhood that gets in the road as well. The easiest way to change that, though, is to actually shoot high. It's not going, oh, I need to change all these patterns. It's like, no, actually put yourself out there. Make a call on where you want to head, what you want to achieve, and make it a stretch. First time I was actually asked, well, not even asked, just given the structure to set proper goals and plans and have a game plan for my life was back in 2012. And you go through the process, you set yourself these targets. And then I remember my mentor saying, I was watching a video from him, he was saying, now I want you to go back to all those goals you set, and I want you to set yourself impossible dreams instead. And he talked about how he'd set this really far out goal for himself and how he achieved it, but also like all the things that sort of fell into place for him because he'd set this ridiculous, impossible dream. So I jumped on board that, and I started setting these really high goals. And what you learn when you start getting a lot more disciplined and structured and formal with your goals and with your life is that you realize that as you grow, because you will need to work towards certain big goals, you quickly realize that you're still playing too small. Really interesting, right? And this happens time and again. It happens to me. I said it to a client on Friday. I said, if you're not getting that happening every 6 to 12 months, then you're not pushing yourself hard enough. But it happens time and again because you learn something more as you will continue to learn. You let go of some anchor that was holding you back. You build yourself a new strategy, a new mental strength, a process. And then that thing that was holding you back forever and it's gone, you suddenly realize, man, what am I capable of now? So start shooting high. Or if you're not even shooting at all, well, then how are you going to know whether you're on track or not? And so that's the other problem. You have to have a target, not because you have to reach it, but because once you've got something that you're working towards, then you can measure where you're at. Where am I at compared to where that goal is? What do I need to do? What do I need to change? Who do I need to be? Because otherwise you're just shooting in the dark, or as I was doing, just drifting on the breeze, just letting life take me where it would. And that was great. up until a certain point, until I realized I actually wanted more for my life than that. There are a whole lot of things that I just wasn't engaged in. I was kind of like just going through the motions. What's the phrase I heard someone say? I had success in spite of myself. So my challenge to you is to set yourself those impossible dreams. Go back to that quote. Don't be that person that's shooting too low and reaching it easily. Aim high. And even if you miss, you're going to have made such big progress that other goals and other opportunities and other possibilities are going to find their way to you. And that's when life gets more exciting. That's when you find that consistency you're after. And if you've reached that crossroads in your life where you're just thinking, do I keep going down this path? Is it time for a drastic change? Or maybe it's somewhere in the middle. But whatever it is, you need to get clear on what that vision is. It's where everything unfolds from the vision. Not always start with why. Sometimes I start with what. And then when you're crystal clear on what that is, what the vision is, then you can get clear on your why for that particular vision. And with those things in place, just get started knowing that even if you don't hit, you're going to be in such a better place because of the person that you will need to become to work towards that impossible dream. The second part of the challenge is that will you look back a year from now thinking, I still haven't done those goals. I still haven't set those impossible dreams. I'm still kind of in the same place, languishing a little bit. Don't wait another day. Wherever you are now, if you're driving, wait till you get home, or even better, pull over. Stop what you're doing now. Get clear. Just start with one goal. Put some detail around whatever you can think of around that. Start putting some plans and put them on paper because that's when the magic happens. Your subconscious mind goes to work. Of course, your conscious mind goes to work because you start thinking about it. And then you'll start to realize, okay, here are the things I need to change. Here are the things I need to get out of the way. Here are the things I need to bring into my life. Here are the things I need to remove. And it'll start happening. And you'll be so appreciative to yourself that you took that first step. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.